Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues from dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out. Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work.
Good morning. Welcome to the Become More Ranch, where we are always rustling up some good ideas.
Yeah.
I love these things. You crack me up. It's always a good way to start the morning.
We're coming off the holiday. This is traditionally a week that a lot of businesses, like manufacturing businesses, might close this week between Christmas and New Year's. A lot of people save some vacation so that they can take 4 days of vacation and get 15 days off or something by, you know, piecing together their holidays. And, you know, it's a good time to recharge, to lay low and put a fire in the fireplace, maybe. Scott's giving a funny look. Well, so that's my question today. What's the benefit of laying low once in a while and recharging? Or is that a myth per Scott's little scrunched up face here? No, it's go, go, go all the time. What do you guys think?
Well, Carmen, you do know that you are talking to two individuals who struggle with downtime of any kind, right? I mean, we have no one that's beating us over the head saying you have to work. And somehow or another, Scott and I spend the vast majority of our time working. And I think for me, part of that is because I actually like what I do. I actually like the work that we do. I actually enjoy our clients and it brings me energy and joy, which that's not true of everybody at work, right? So this is a tough question for us.
Is this going to be one of those do as I say, not as I do moments?
I say that to the staff about this frequently. How about you, Scott?
This is a weird one because when we do this in workshops and we, you know, people talk about, you know, I'm overworked or I'm out of capacity or I am not saying that that experience does not exist. I think everyone has a certain tolerance or resiliency built up based on lots of things, whatever's going on, stresses at home, stresses at work, right? All of those things contribute to that. So I'm not by no means, I'm asking our listeners to hear me out and not react, right? And
I don't hit the off button yet, listeners.
And so I usually have the activity I do with people is like, okay, take a post-it note and I want you to write down the number of hours per week based on your role that you think for your job, what you're paid, etc. What's a reasonable amount of hours per week that you would say, if I worked, truly worked, not at work, because we'll probably talk about that here in a minute, what would that be? And you see people anywhere from 30 to 45, and I usually write like 70 or 80.
Scott's a beast. I mean, I think I work a lot, but Scott, in all honesty, he is a beast. He even kicks my butt in this. And you're not good examples.
No. Well, and again, to me, it's what are your goals, personal and professional?
Right.
Are you willing to put in the effort to achieve those? In my career, I was always taught, right or wrong, that no, you want something, you have to work to achieve it.
Well, and there is a piece where sometimes people look at others and say, I want that. And, you know, the question behind that is, are you willing to do what that person did? Are you willing to put the work, the effort, the energy into it so that you can get there? And that's true of anything, whether it is mastery of a sport or progressing in your career or learning how to play the piano. are you willing to put the effort and the energy into it? And effort and energy relates to time.
You know, ultimately, Carmen's question is it important to recharge? Yeah. I mean, you think Covey's habit seven, sharpen the saw. You need to find something that recharges you. Personally, some of the work we do recharges me. It's exciting. It's fun. I enjoy it. There's other things, some of the more detailed work, like going through finances with a fine tooth comb. That is not enjoyable, and that is kind of exhausting.
Well, and I think, Scott, you hit on something there, and Carmen, to actually answer your question in this space, all of us have kind of a resiliency set point, a place where we get over that, and we actually do need to feed our souls, right, in order for us to be able to give more. And there are some people who need to do that in a way that doesn't have anything to do with work. Some of us are fortunate enough that even our work feeds our soul. So really understanding, hey, if you're feeling drained, if you're feeling in a space where, you know, you are not your best self, and you're going to work and you're interacting with others, and you don't have the ability to self-manage because you're on edge, that is a really good sign that you need to do something to build your resiliency back up. And whatever that thing is, now I got to tell you, for some of us, it may be family, and it may be those times together where we're having great meals and playing games and telling, you know, the stories. And that's a lot of what happens at this holiday time. For others of us, that family time might not be the methodology of building resiliency. It might be the draining time. So, you know, in that space, yeah, laying low, that sounds great. If that's your thing, sitting in front of a fireplace by yourself, reading a book would be something that would actually build my resiliency. Sitting in my house with my entire extended family may not be the thing that is laying low. So in this piece, if you find yourself not being your best self, yeah, go find those things that actually builds up. It's like feeding you so that you can give more later. And whatever that thing is, and we all have stuff, even Scott has stuff. So Scott, your outside fire pit, in the backyard, having that fire, watching the dogs run around in the backyard, right? That's one of yours. One of mine, again, I like reading a book, absolutely. And that can be a workbook or, you know, a pleasure book. I will also tell you, in all honesty, there are some things that I do outside, like Scott does, gardening. And I love to garden in the spring. Can't do that in the middle of winter, right? How do I dig in the dirt in the middle of winter? So you
excavator.
That's true. So you always have to find those things that feed your soul, and they're different for everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's the part, is if you have the time, take that time and use it in a way that actually gives you energy back, so that you have that, so you can use that in your work life as well as your private life.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.